Let's gain this grain.
Let's yeet this wheat.
Let's yeet this wheat.
Where did that come from?
Where didn't it come from?
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Let's gain this grain. Let's beast this yeast.
Beast this yeast. Let's wank this tank.
That's enough beers for you two.
Hello, friends who are all nerds. It's us, the Nerds of Oz. It's almost Christmas. Do you know how it's almost I know it's almost Christmas?
The reindeer outside.
There's a fat man at the shopping center.
Oh.
That's not me.
I don't think. No, you're not. No.
Merry Christmas, everybody. My name's Justin. I'm here at the Fortress of Nerditude with my number one son, Shane, who's Hello. Not really my son.
Hello.
And my other number one son, Josh, who's not really my son.
It's all right. I'm not going to complain. You said
what?
Number one and then number two.
I didn't say number two. I said two number ones. You can have two number ones.
You can. I know. That makes me smile on the inside. Thank you.
We are here for you, my friends. You have been sitting around your house going, what am I going to buy him/her/they for Christmas? A new phone just after it was dropped off the table?
Not caught it.
It was a Samsung let it drop.
You're sitting around and you're looking into shops. You're going into your favorite nerdy shop and you're walking around shrugging your shoulders going, what do I get them?
What do I spend my hard-earned money on?
What do I spend my hard-earned money on? Well, my friend, guess who's here for you? Josh is here for you. Shane is here for you.
Church.
And Santa. Me,
your old pal Justin is here for you. We, for over the next 50, 60 minutes, are going to caress the money out of your wallet and into your favorite nerd shop's pockets. Do you like the sound of that? I love the sound of that.
Ticking clock.
I like it.
God, put us under pressure. Minutes. We've got an hour.
I like it like
so this
that.
Is our last episode for the year. We're going to tell you what to buy your nerd friends, and we have decided... Or us. Yeah, send us stuff. We'd love it.
I said or else, but yeah, for us. Yes, yes.
You said or else, did you? I thought yes. You said for us.
No, that too. Buy us gifts.
Okay, let's join them together. For us for or us. Else.
Yeah, exactly.
We like beer.
We do, this is true. So what we're going to do is we decided to break this down by thinking of... something you could buy the nerd at work, the Secret Santa under $50 sort of mark. We then sort of thought the next thing would be the under $100. So what would that be? Your cousin that you like?
A nice family gift,
nice
I guess.
Nice family gift, yeah. And then the one for your loved one, because you're about to ask them to do something that they don't ever want to do.
Ask not that one.
And, yeah, and you're thinking that this is the thing we'll get them to do it. For me... It's
a lot of dollary dues.
Yeah, basically.
All right, so, Justin.
Yeah.
I've known you for 7-8 years now.
Yes, sir.
How many Christmases has Nat come to you for advice?
Well, I've been in the shop that I'm the nerd shop that I'm currently in for four. So four.
Four.
and honestly, when it hit the 1st of December, I went, well, I'll see Nat soon.
Yeah. It's like you look in the cabinet, oh, Shane fucking needs that. And you'll message Nat, be like, Nat.
Just gonna put a box out the back with things for Shane.
Yeah.
Pick some of this.
She's just lucky dipping. Yeah.
I guess V might do the same too.
I thought that was the discount bin. Like, no, no.
It's the DC bin.
Yeah, it's full of... DC bin and the discount bin are the same thing. It's true, dude. Mm. We used to have two full bays of DC, and it's now squeezed into movie entertainment because there's nothing coming out.
Yeah, I know. Because if there was, I'd buy it.
Shit. So, I think that I might start just for a change.
Ooh.
I'm going to be a little bit scandalous, and I'm going to start. So we're going to hit up our under $50 mark.
Yeah, cool. What would you buy me for $50?
For $50, Josh, do you know what you deserve?
What do I deserve?
You deserve a copy of the Harleen hardcover collection.
Hey.
Ooh, you went specific.
Very specific.
Black, like so, label.
Yep, so this is a
sounds
comic
like a premium alcohol.
It is. It's a really nice hardcover book. It's the Black Label series from DC.
It's under $50, is it?
$44.98, you'll get it.
Are you scraped in?
King, I just scraped right. in. I probably wouldn't be able to afford a nice card. It would just be brown paper and Josh written on the outside.
That's all right. I'll accept that. You can write a nice message on the inside.
So, yeah. To Josh, Christmas 2020.
That's what's with like the white mask, is it?
Yeah, or, it's sort of cracking off so you can see their actual face underneath it. So this comic's by Stefan Sejic. I've probably pronounced that wrong. He's a Croatian artist who's just stunning. He does this beautiful digital art that is mind-numbingly gorgeous. this is a modern day update of Harley Quinn's origin. When you consider she's only been around for about 25 years, it's modern day does it sort of seems to be a little bit superfluous, but it's told kind of from her point of view, and it is told more as a romance novel. Because obviously she's cracking up. It tells of her obsession with the Joker from when she was his psychiatrist in Arkham. Beautifully drawn, fantastically written. For under $50, it's a nice, tidy gift that even if you're not a DC fan or a Harley Quinn fan, you'll appreciate it for the excellent writing. You'll appreciate it for the beautiful art. It's a lovely bookshelf format item that is a must for not just any DC comic collector, collection, for any comic collector's collection.
There was a great panel in that one. I read that from cover to cover the first day I got it. It was fucking gorgeous. Yeah. She actually meets the Joker before she becomes a psychiatrist. Mm. Like in there, he's on the streets causing havoc and she actually comes face to face with him and he nearly kills her but lets her live. And that sort of puts her on a traumatic sort of path of obsession with the Joker.
Yeah.
And I think that was better than just her just going into the asylum. She actually has some sort of like vendetta or obsession with him outside of it before she gets in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, amazing. And for under $50, nice, tight, tidy little Christmas gift.
Black Label has just been such a great one-off story type of thing going on.
As far as I'm concerned, the rest of the DC Universe can shut down and just do those one-off Black Label stuff.
Just getting that Question hardcover Black Label, I cannot wait just to sit back with a couple of beers and just read the shit out of that.
Sexy as fuck.
Yeah.
Nice. Very Shane, nice.
Under 50.
Under 50.
What are we buying Josh under 50?
I would get him. So I think about what...
What are you going to get me?
I love thinking about like what would I love to get. And like, so as we work in retail, all of us, I know you wear a uniform, Justin, but yep. Josh and I don't.
Ha ha! Loser.
I think 5 out of 7 days, I actually wear sort of superhero / pop culture shirts.
You've got one on right now.
I do. I have a great one from...
Jingle bells, I don't smell.
Yeah, it's a Zing shirt. It's a Batman the Animated Series in a Christmas format. Nice. So it's really nice.
That's cool.
Yeah. Go check out your local Zing for it.
Zing!
Yeah, I would get Josh some sort of Pokemon / I think anime shirt with a matching pair of socks.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing just to show, like, everybody who loves anything about pop culture definitely wants to rep it. Like, so many times I see people with a cool Batman or sort of superhero shirt, I'm just like, nice.
Yeah.
Now that it has become socially acceptable.
Yeah, but I'm talking about a nice one, though. Like, there are, like, I know Big W and Target have the sort of, like, mainstream ones. I'm talking about a nice, like, you know, $30 shirt, something like that, and you get the matching pair of socks to go with it, because I know you like to rep the socks as well.
JJ's do some really nice
ones. Oh, they look beautiful. Uniqlo
do some great ones as well.
Yeah. I know that JJ's hocks the shit out of Dragon Ball Z at the moment as well, and My Hero as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would definitely get you a My Hero one.
Yeah, I got some nice jerseys from there too that look real cool.
And I would get you, if the shipping applied for it, some sort of sweet horror rags stuff. Yeah, nice. Like, I know you nearly have every single one of them though.
I've spent a lot of money at Fright Rags.
But I've got over 100 sort of superhero shirts and I literally nearly wear one every single day, and that's sort of what defines me as you're wearing
Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
It's very nice. I thought there would be some sort of like other thing besides that, like an in-joke towards the shirt.
It is kind of a piss
It's a Mortal Kombat.
It's Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Finish him.
Because it's
Toasty.
If it looks like Sub-Zero, maybe a bit of Scorpion.
Yeah, just the blue and the red.
I think there's a nice Kris Kringle. That would be a nice one to throw in there for him.
Repping our stuff is certainly one thing. Paddy's Markets used to be one of the only places that you could get t-shirts that had stuff when I was a little kid. And every time we go to Paddy's Markets with my mum and dad, it would be like I'd come out of there with a superhero t-shirt or a movie t-shirt. I had this t-shirt that was, 10 Million Miles to Earth?
Yeah.
Which was a horror film from the 50s.
Fuck,
I had that.
Yes.
I wore that till it broke, till it wore thin.
Flemington Markets used to be where like all the wrestling stuff was, all the championship belts and all the t-shirts are like $50, and me just going there and my parents like, all right, what do you want? And me getting that Hardy Boys necklace was like the fucking defining moment of my childhood. And I wore that shit every single day.
Shane can solve crime now.
Yeah. My disappointment was always with the guy that sold the wrestling shirts.
Is it cover the long?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he wasn't out there like on a microphone going, listen, brother.
Yeah.
You need a t-shirt right now, and brother.
You need it now.
Break the walls down.
That's good. I mean, there's so many companies doing really cool t-shirts and socks and stuff like that right now.
Even Codnon again into the sort of pop culture, you know, all the horror shirts they just got brought out. Like, I got a beautiful Friday the 13th long sleeve
that
I'll rep as well, yeah.
Yeah, they've done some old school 90s stuff as well.
I've been, when Loot Crate was a thing, I don't even know if that's still
around. I don't know
around.
If that's a thing, is it?
I got some awesome shirts out of there. I've got an amazing Reinhardt Overwatch one that just has, like, his shield on the chest, and it says Overwatch down the sleeve.
I'll shield you.
And one of my favorite shirts that I've ever got was a Colossus t-shirt from an X-Men box. And it was done like a Russian propaganda poster, it was all red, and it just said Colossus, but with like the C back the front and all the rest.
That's cool.
Kind of
like in that
Russian.
bricky writing. Yeah,
it was great. It was such a good shirt.
Nice,
Josh. Under 50.
Under 50.
50.
50
cent.
Australian dollars won't get you much.
Not
sorry.
Really.
Yeah, I went a little bit, not vague, but just trying to plant the seed.
Yeah,
just plant the seed.
That's what it's all about.
So stuff you can get. For under $50 that I'd be stoked with. You can get some sweet pop vinyls.
Yeah.
Probably get some, you know, maybe what? 1, 2, 3, depending on where you go. I know there's some sick deals at the moment. You can get a bunch of little multi-buys in there as well. So pick your favorite TV show, movie, character. Pretty sure they make everything as a pop vinyl now.
As we said in the last episode, except for the Queen's Gambit.
Yep. Well, there you go. Except for that, then you're out of luck, guys. Sorry about that. Buy a chessboard.
I reckon if you go on Redbubble, there's a Queen's Gambit shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere, someone's made one.
Redbubble have about 50. I've already ordered a couple.
There you go. Around $50, you can get some little pop vinyls. You can probably get some trading cards as well.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball, Yu-Gi-Oh!, Magic the Gathering, Pokemon, if you can find them on shelves these days.
Yeah.
yeah. They're just flying off the shelves.
Pop vinyls are really good too, because pop vinyls are one of those things you can buy for the person that isn't necessarily a nerd, but you know that you heard them talk about The Mandalorian, so you can buy them a Grogu or a Baby Yoda, whatever.
Yeah, because if you go to a place like, Tim bought me this Mandalorian pop vinyl, I don't really collect them, but I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, I saw four episodes.
So I've seen a few people with them, just like people in like office jobs and stuff like that, have like the one that sits on their desk as their little, I guess, their token.
You go to fucking Josh's thing. Car's a fucking Squirtle on the left side of
We got it to stick.
Yeah, I touch it, like, it's in there.
I mean, my wife's not particularly nerdy at all, and she has on her desk at work.
Harry Potter.
What
you got?
No, she has a the child from The Mandalorian. Never watched an episode, but thinks that he's cute.
Yeah.
And what would be the matching thing if you had that? Baby Groot. So she's got one of each of those on her desk at work, and it's like everything on her desk is all business, but she's got those two.
I wonder
things.
If she could tell us where they're from.
She probably wouldn't know.
Well, this one's Yoda, and he's a tree.
That one's from Lord of the Rings, the tree.
I think it's like her desk just has like Baby Yoda, Baby Groot, and a Starbucks cup. That's like standard mum stuff on their desk.
Mine's actually, my desk at home's weird. I've got our picture of the Nerds of Oz. Then I've got my Batman statue got me for my birthday. Then I've got the Captain Spaulding one that you yelled at me for playing with his hat. And then I've got the Sandy book of stamps that Josh got me. Just like all in a row. I'm like, it's very, very diverse here.
I've got
gift desk.
Even though I've probably only watched two episodes of One Piece, I've got Nico Robin on my desk because she's got massive jugs.
And she's sitting at the end of that chair very seductively.
Yeah.
She's like, hello.
Oh, and I got, because Watch Dogs Legion came out, I got the statue from Watch Dogs Legion on there.
Yeah, nice.
A couple of Gunpla, because I'm doing Gunpla at the moment. Okay, so let's go to under 100. Josh.
Go it.
For under 100.
Under 100.
Now, we were thinking that, like, we sort of talked about, like, it's something for the family or something for, like, someone who you have a bit of affection for.
I was like, fuck that, I'm buying it for myself.
Okay, or buy it for yourself. I'm a little bit of a, you may have noticed around the house, I'm a little bit of a whore for board games at the moment.
What do you mean? You have board games?
Yeah. Stop sitting on those board games, Josh. At this point, the board game that we play the most at the moment is a game called Horrified.
How much do your board games usually range between? Usually.
So most of the board games that I buy are around the $100 mark.
Okay.
They're sort of tabletop between 80 and 120.
Okay.
Do I have some?
I'd pay the extra 20 for you.
Do I have some that are sort of $300 or $400?
No.
Yes, I do.
Sam, no, he doesn't.
No, I do not. I have a game that's basically a ripoff of Aliens. It was $280, but we don't talk about that. I also have a card game that was $200.
Oofed.
Yeah.
But that's fucking big.
Look, the card games I collect are more than that too.
Let me tell you about something about this card game, though, is that whenever we play it, nobody talks to each other for about a half an hour because it is cutthroat and nasty.
That sounds like a good game.
Yeah, it's called Food Chain Magnate, and basically you're running like a McDonald's or a KFC or something like that.
That sounds awesome.
And you build corporate structure and then tear it down at the end of every... The beginning of the turn, you build a corporate structure and then tear it down at the end of every turn. And you basically are making food, trying to sell food, but you can only sell the food to the people you advertise to. So it's about undercutting the other people as well.
Oh, this is
great. The way your daughter, my basically little sister said, like, why would you do that to me? I'm your daughter. Yeah. After a fucking board game was just like, she acted like you punched her in the face or something.
We're
I want to play this now.
We're fucked when it comes to board games. We played Carcassonne the other night and Carcassonne has like a score track. And she lapped me twice.
You know what she'd do, Josh?
She should just push the board game off the table and go, oh no, earthquake.
Winner cleans up.
Josh, what we should do is they should play and we should commentate like through it. Just make that an episode.
Oh no, he's losing again.
Yeah, that's what it'd be too. And so
goes around the board yet again.
Yeah, basically. So Horrified is like Pandemic. You basically have a town and you have monsters that you're trying to solve. Every monster has a different solution to get rid of them, which is really interesting for a game. So, and every character has different powers.
Okay.
The cool thing about it is it's 1 to 5 player, so you can play it solo, and you can have between 2 and 5 of the monsters to fight against. So first couple of times that Kirby and I played it, we played 2 against 2, thrashed it, and we thought we're the fucking kings of this game. Turned it up 1 volume and had it 2 against 3. And the game absolutely fucking shellacked us. It kicked our asses.
Get good.
Yeah, basically. About 2 weeks ago, we had some friends over for a board game night. We played 4 versus 4. We didn't make it to the end of turn 2 because the monsters just murdered us. Such a good game. It's beautiful. It's done very much in the classic Famous Monsters style.
So is this a game that you would get somebody who hasn't played board games?
Yeah, for sure. Cool. It's easy. It's entry level. Beautiful art, easy gameplay, and thematically on point. So even if you are not necessarily a monster fan, you'll still appreciate what a pretty thing this is.
Nice.
So that's my under 100. Retails for between, I've seen it between sort of 68, 70 on Amazon up to about 100.
Very nice.
Cool.
Shane, under 100.
Well, as everybody knows that I'm a very big comic book fan as well.
What?
I've spent 14 years of my life collecting, and I had loved nothing more than opening up a present or receiving a present that is a beautiful comic book, no matter what it is. Trade paperback, single issue, hardcover, omnibus, absolute edition, collected works.
Did you say you read them on the bus?
I have read many on the bus, actually. Okay, cool. Yeah. I love that show on the buses as well. Very classic.
I jumped on that before you got to it.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Oh, it was so close.
I get it. Yeah,
you beat me.
Yeah. But yeah, if I was to give somebody like a under 100, I would definitely get them some sort of beautiful hardcover edition of a comic book. I think obviously starting with the known Batman story. So you've got Batman Year One, you've got Dark Knight Returns, Watchmen, Sin City.
Awesome choices, all of those.
Yeah, definitely. Dark Knight Returns, Superman Year One, Batman Earth One, even some of the Scott Snyder runs. But I'll definitely get them a beautiful like hardcover just to make sure that they, even if they don't want to look after it, it'll look after itself.
Even if you, just to piggyback on you there, Amazon do occasionally do some amazing deals on some of those omnibuses
so
as well. So Marvel and DC omnibuses get to like $180, $190.
And you're going, I don't want to bag out the mecca of King's Comics, but they don't do deals.
Yeah.
Like really ever.
And I don't like giving more money to Jeff Bezos, but occasionally $180 at King's.
$85.
Yes. I got the Joker omnibus, which is
so jealous.
10 issues.
I tried to find it.
It's back on for $79. 10 issues of the Joker solo comic from the 70s, plus about another 20 issues of Detective Comics, all squeezed into one volume that if you were reading it in bed and you dropped it on your face, it would kill you.
Yes.
It would be like dropping a breeze bottle.
Yeah. The ultimate gift. Yeah. The gift that keeps on giving. Yeah.
So after I completed my 100 days running, I decided to reward myself and I bought the Superman Batman Volume 1 Omnibus,
nice,
which was $200 from King's Comics. It's now down to like $130 on Amazon. I got the Batman 66 Omnibus, I got a Punisher Omnibus, and I've got a Superman Omnibus as well.
the Batman Superman one you got, is that the one that introduces Supergirl in the Darkseid story?
Yes. Yeah. It's a Tim Sale. Yeah. It's comics. Gorgeous. I'm obsessed with finding beautiful hardcovers. I want to start getting custom binds done, which you basically send off and they create custom sides.
This is my nerd alert button.
Yeah, that is like, if you ask Nat, I was in bed the other night and I was looking up how to properly open and read an omnibus.
No, that's not it. Nah, damn it, wrong
button. I just bought a Judge Dredd, collected hardcover by Carlos Escada.
Yeah, Escada,
yeah, the creator of Judge Dredd. I'm really looking forward to that. And
passed away this year, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Sad. And I bought the Question, the Black Label by Jeff Lemire and Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
I've got a really big collection. I'm starting to, and I bought the Dark Knight Master Race as well. So I think just a beautiful, just a really easy read on a beautiful hardcover for one of my close friends. I would get for
Australian summer. Nice to sit in a nice cold apartment.
A little mojito, with a beer.
A little mojito. Rum and Coke.
Yeah, and read some Frank Miller goodness or Alan Moore goodness.
You had him at beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Beer?
Heard nothing else.
That's not even your present yet, buddy.
Josh, under 100, where are we going?
Under 100. Woofed. Depends where you shop. I would love to get, I would love to buy someone who has a passion for nerdy things. $100 can get you a really nice art book for a movie. I love having the coffee table art books. Most of mine feature, I'm pretty sure I'm only missing maybe one or two now from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I've got a nice Spider-Verse one. I've got a few animated movie ones as well, like How to Train Your Dragon.
I feel like a trip to Kino Kunia would be on for those.
You can get some really good deals on stuff like that from a few local places, a few online as well. You got to really shop around for those ones because you can range from maybe $60, $70, just under $100. And if you go to the wrong places, you can pay upwards of $150.
I think this year, X-Men the Animated Series have the Art of X-Men the Animated Series book out for about the $80, $90.
I'd fuck with that.
Yeah. You guys haven't seen it?
No. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, I'll show it to you later because it's over there on the coffee table.
You got it.
You haven't even wrapped it yet for me, buddy. What's going on? If you can get a nice coffee table book, I feel like that's a really nice gift that keeps on giving. You can go back to it anytime, really kind of, you can have a flick through view, you can have a sit down detailed kind of read as well. And a lot of mine have become flick through reads. And then when I want to kind of go back, I've watched a movie, I'll be like, oh, sick, I want to see how they did that. And you can go back and look through concept stuff or where the idea came from. It's a really, gift that keeps on giving sort of thing. Under $100 as well, piggyback onto that as well. If you can get a nice movie soundtrack, a nice vinyl as well, depending where you shop here in Australia as well, mostly your product's going to get eaten up by shipping. But you can get some nice stuff, local record stores. There's a place I go to for collectible ones as well. I am 8-Bit, does a lot of really cool collectible, limited run movie soundtracks or game soundtracks and stuff like that, but they sell it really quick.
I own one vinyl.
What is it?
It's the Batman Forever vinyl because of the cover.
And it
has Kiss from a Rose on it.
Pixel Crib in Melbourne do a lot of those the video game soundtracks as well.
I'm gonna make a note of that.
They have and weird ones too, like Streets of Rage and Contra. They have the soundtrack to Contra on vinyl. I don't shop for my soundtrack vinyl. I have a guy now.
Yeah, he's got pickers.
Well, that's a thing. A lot of
motherfuckers got pickers.
I got a guy.
I love that.
I got a guy. There's you don't need to be a listener to appreciate a nice vinyl. I feel like a lot of people's collection started just on the artwork or that looks really cool. And then it turns into, now I bought my first vinyl without even having a player.
Yeah.
Same. I don't have a player, but that's a good point because I think the art books are really good entry level for somebody who doesn't necessarily read the comic books, but they enjoy the art of what they're.
So I got into a lot of my stuff. Exactly. Yeah. Something draws your attention, then you're like, boom.
And they cover everything too. I've got Art of Ghostbusters one over there. I've got all of the Marvel ones except for they did Agent Carter season 2. They did season 1 and season 2. I don't have season 2.
Hayley Atwell.
Side boobs for days.
Peggy Yata.
But I picked up The Art of Jock recently.
He works with Scott Snyder a lot. He's fucking awesome.
Art books are the way to go. And vinyl's a nice idea too. And there's so much coming out. Companies like Waxwork. Waxwork just did, and it's a little bit over 100. It's like $130.
If I liked them enough, I'd spend the extra.
Chilling Tales of Sabrina, the soundtrack. Oh, sick. And
I love that show.
Three records. So it's three pieces of vinyl in there. One's yellow, one's red, one's blue. Like, those sorts of sets are amazing. You can really find some really nice stuff. And a lot of the time, they're quite collectible.
Mm.
Waxwork also do, as a side, they do comics. They have their own artists and they do horror comics and then get somebody to record a soundtrack to the comic.
Oh, cool.
So they're up to, like, I think issue 4 of the main one. But, yeah, Waxwork Records are amazing for soundtracks. They mainly lean into horror, but you'll occasionally find them do something different. Pop Culture at the moment are actually doing vinyl too. I saw Child's Play and a couple of others that they have.
On vinyl?
On vinyl.
The fuck was in Child's Play?
But both the original and the remake.
Like the ding
on
ding
vinyl.
Ding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but you should... I've got the soundtrack to... It's called Tourist Trap that had Chuck Connors in it. And that basically, it's by Pino Danaggio, who's an Italian, obviously, music maker. And that whole thing, because a lot of that movie was about clockwork things, a lot of that soundtrack is just... But it's somehow endearing. Funnily enough, Josh, you were talking about on the last episode, The Haunting of Hill House.
Ooh, yeah.
I've got the soundtrack for that. And I was like...
Is it just a bunch of people screaming?
I was just excited because it was like, yay, soundtrack to Haunting. It's literally like just somebody with a piano going, bink, bink, boom, boom, bink.
Sounds like a...
so I put it on and was like...
You're definitely...
I was like, I'm totally going to get immersed in this experience. Yeah. And then went, fuck. they saw me coming. Yeah, it's a nice record. It's beautiful. And there's so many nice coloured vinyls around as well. Yeah, so that's your under 100. Yeah, art books are good. I buy them so regularly, it's stupid. Okay, unlimited. You have an open wallet to buy your partner something.
Don't think I've ever had that option.
Just yeah, but something reasonable with your open wallet that they will be able to buy. Now, obviously... We all love our video games. Let's pop down the street and get a PlayStation 5. Oh, no, that's right.
Where are you going for one of them?
Yeah. Damn it. I guess I'll just have to get the what's it, Xbox S1 X...
Series X.
What's it called?
Xbox Series X.
Fuck, oh, they make that so hard. Because there's plenty of those in stock around, isn't there? Okay, so no. Okay. Amazon have the Oculus Quest 2.
Oh, there we go.
Oh.
The Oculus Quest 2 came out about 2 weeks before those two were launched. My Oculus, which is a one, is all in black. The new one's all white. It's a smaller, lighter headset. It has a better processor. The screen's wider, so you're more immersive. Mine sort of stops, sort of just sort of where your field of view is. This one goes around, so if you're moving your
peripherals
eyes,
as well.
Yeah, it's really like this. This one sort of hits your peripherals until you look left or right, and then it goes. I think that the Oculus is an amazing system. I've got Netflix on my Oculus, so everybody else can be sitting around watching on TV. I can put my Oculus on and watch Netflix on the Oculus. Obviously, it's not in 3D, but the way they've set it up is that your menu screen is a lounge room. And so when you go to Netflix, it sits you down on the lounge in front of a TV. The lights go out and the shutters on the windows all go down and you're just watching Netflix. So I can sit there just with that on. Like in Back to the Future 2 when they're all sitting around watching their own shows on their
That's
own
That's pretty
headsets.
Damn cool.
What's that?
Yeah, how's it retail?
Well, mine cost $800 a year ago.
Oofed.
The Oculus 2 is $449. How much is the PlayStation 5?
$749.
How much is the Xbox Series X?
$749.
Haven't looked at one. Don't care.
So we don't care about that.
So...
Yeah, for half that price.
$449 for half the price. And again, you can watch YouTube on that. You can watch...
what do you need, just a PC or...?
It's completely freestanding. You need a phone. You download your...
You got a phone, that's all you need.
You buy your games via either on the headset or on your phone, and then you pick what you want to play and just play it. I've got the games range from $5 or $6 up to $100. But then there's also virtual experiences as well. So,
like a roller coaster.
Roller coasters, yeah. But even just things like, what's his name? Adam Savage is Tested. It has a free app that downloads, and there is 5 or 6 tutorials with famous makers. There's a girl who builds wings for cosplayers. and she shows you how she does it, and you're standing in her studio. So you can move around and look at what she's doing from every angle. It's so clever. And if you're that way inclined, Pornhub. Have seriously, Pornhub have VR.
Risky.
Yeah. There you go.
Risky.
Has VR stuff on it. It's weird. I hate it. A friend of mine sent me a link. He said, check this out on your headset. So I put on my headset, went online to my mail, clicked the link, and it was like, oh God, because they're like right in your face and you can't move away because it's the screen, it's not you. So it's like you're trying to move away from this person who's far too close to you. And that's not for me yet.
Okay.
Give it 20 years.
Yeah, exactly.
The future is nigh.
But for how quick it is, I reckon give it 5 or 6 years because it's for $449, I'm right now considering buying a second one because it means that like my wife and I or my daughter and I can play like 2-player Beat Saber or something like that. There's 2-player options we can play, and even though the processor mine's a little bit older, the games haven't come so far like in PC where it's just like that won't work on that system anymore. So Oculus Quest $449,
very
from
reasonable.
Amazon.
Yeah,
Shane.
I wanted to put this in, like, what would Nat get me if, because she's gotten me a lot of geeky stuff over 13 years of a relationship. Like, she's gotten me the collectible, she's gotten me game consoles, she's gotten me beautiful books and all that stuff.
A whole pile of stuff out of the box in my,
She's fucking lucky dipped everything at your work. I think if there was one, like, if she could go a step further, and I didn't want to be like, oh, get me a George Barris Batmobile or something like that.
Still, that would be nice.
That would be great.
It's not off the cards.
It would not go outside. I'd have it in my garage just looking at it, just like taking selfies with it.
It'd have to be wiped clean every day.
I honestly think a Prime 1 statue. So I think they go from the 1500 to 2000, even above mark.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah. Are you listening to this?
Yeah. So
better start saving.
Listen up now.
Like, I remember this is probably a year ago that all of us sat around the lounge and we watched a guy go around Comic-Con to all the Prime 1 booths, and he was just walking around and we were just like, if you ever heard a nerdgasm in one fucking room, all of us just going, oh, God.
Prime 1's 1/3 scale too. So they're 2 feet tall.
Oh, they're so big.
2 feet tall for a 6-foot tall. So if you've got a Punisher one, it's 2 feet tall.
Yeah, and they're just like the detail that's in them, you know, you got your Batmans, you got your Joker. I think I want to get a Bane or a Mr. Freeze one if I ever wanted one in my whole life.
Mr. Freeze?
They just look so nice.
Really? You press the button on his back and he makes bad puns.
There was a beautiful Spider-Man.
Nice to see you. You're just high on the Nora and Victor comic. I know, that's why
so
you
nice.
Said that.
It's such a teen love romance. I think a Bane one I'd definitely fuck with, if anything. But, you know, there's beautiful Punisher ones. There's Spider-Man, Iron Man ones look really nice.
They did
America.
The Punisher one where he's got the skull spray paint on his face, didn't they? That's fucking hot.
Yeah. I got a 1/4 one.
But I think it's just more about where do you put them, because, like, limited space and, you know.
The bedroom.
I follow this guy on YouTube called Gem Mint Collectibles. I never knew what Gem Mint meant, and I actually just found out what it meant. It means a 10.0 CGC comic.
Oh, okay.
Gem Mint means it's the highest grade possible.
So it's a comic that's never been opened and read.
It's just been slabbed.
What a waste of a comic.
Right? And I'm just like, oh, so it hasn't even been read. That's a fucking waste. Yeah. I wouldn't want that. Like, it needs to be read. Yeah. I think a Prime 1 statue, like Hot Toys. I don't know, has Hot Toys still around or?
Yeah.
The problem with Hot Toys and Sideshow, I guess, and maybe Prime 1 too at the moment, is that the amount of people buying that stuff has increased so much, but their production hasn't increased. So whereas some of the shops like Kino and Kingswood used to have hundreds of these sorts of stuff, and not to mention the fact that AT&T just shut down DC Collectibles. These shops used to have massive amounts of those things, and now they don't because there's more people buying them, and Sideshow are like pre-ordering them.
The demand's just shot through the roof, and the supplies hasn't changed.
The amount of times I hear, oh, I'm a real collector, I've been collecting for 15 minutes, and my work is completely stunning. Not that I'm bitching.
Yeah, I still think the gallery figures are alright because they're about $100 a pop. Yeah. You know, you got your Kota Bakia, which is still like really reasonable.
The ones that I've got a hard on for the moment are the Street Fighter ones. Have you seen the Street Fighter ones? Quarter scale Street Fighter.
Are they NECA?
No, they're I think they might be Sideshow.
Oh wow.
But they are on point for the design, and they generally do.
How much are they a pop?
Between 500, you'll get Blanka for $449 from Pop Culture. Up to, there's a Chun-Li one of her in full kicking motion with her head above her leg, her leg above her head, I should say, and that's about 1200 or 1300.
I love a Vega one if they ever did one. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Well, there's a really nice Cami one, and they've got Cami standard, but then they've got Chartreux Cami in the red wearing the cape and the hat, wearing Bison's hat and that.
That movie.
But even down to, there's one that's just coming out, what's her name, Armika, the wrestler?
I don't know current Street Fighter.
Okay, so Armika's like a blonde wrestler, and she comes out in her costume from the game, and then in the same pose, but wearing a swimming costume. Because one of the things with Street Fighter, you can do is download the swimming costume stuff. Yeah. So they do variants of them within each statue. Yeah. But
that's where they get you.
Yeah. That's where they get you.
I definitely think one time in my life, I would love to have a Prime 1. I don't know if it's ever going to happen, but it's just such a big responsibility for that collectible.
You got to make that leap. I think you need your one big collectible.
Just one big one? Yeah. I have a pretty good amount of really high-key comics, but I don't have a really high-key...
Nah, you need it.
Yeah.
Next year's goal.
Yeah.
Thanks,
guys. New Year's resolution.
Every hole is a goal.
Thanks, guys.
I'm going to start up Shane's GoFundMe. Nah, we're going to get you the app. You know, it does the cigarette things, how much money
and
you've
that,
saved.
And that's please fucking donate.
No more beers, and you put all your beer money towards your nice collectible.
Seriously, Shane, start a GoFundMe for Shane needs a Batman Prime 1. And we'll advertise it on the show every single week until you get the money. I'm sure there'll be somebody out there who will. If 1,000 people give you $1 each, you're almost there.
I think my soccer team will try to fucking take money from them. Do not give him that.
They'd start a don't fund
him. Yeah, don't fund me. Fuck that guy.
So, Josh, you're our last one. The big Bickies. What's your big Bickies prezzy?
My big Bickies prezzy.
Big Bickies.
That's tough.
Giant Jats.
Oh, yum.
Massive Ritz.
Oh, no. You want the Jats. You want the little bits of salt on there. I had...
Super Saiyo.
Oh, no. No Saiyo.
So dry.
I had same thing. The one thing I usually get around my birthday, Christmas, because combination presents are a thing.
Ooh. Hang on. Combination presents?
Yeah. If you're born in December, you get a combination present.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Yeah, you get one.
Your birthday? What date's your birthday?
12th of the 12th.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're just close enough to Christmas to go, yeah, let's combine them all. So I usually get a hot toy.
Nice.
I get the hot toy I wanted the last year, this year, because of the pre-order, the way the pre-orders work.
Yes, got it.
Because they usually take about a year to
It took me a second to one and one that.
Yeah, so... That time traveler.
Yeah.
So usually I pick the one I want and then I get it the following year. So I'm like, woo.
Is there one that you're jonesing on at the moment?
Ooh. Look, my Iron Man 1/4 is very, very nice. I don't think I've got anything that can top that at this stage. A lot of the 1/6 that I have are very nice. I'm very keen to look at the Spider-Verse. The Miles Morales. I do want the Gwen Stacy.
Yeah.
She looks very nice, and it's very hard to find a nice female with a good head sculpt. A lot of the Iron Man ones are easy because you just whack on the mask and boom, you're done. And they can do guy faces really well, but a lot of the sculptors are generally guys. And I don't think they just know how to do a female face.
I think it's
the makeup. I don't know.
It's the makeup. I think it's difficult to paint because skin is translucent. Mm. It's difficult to get how makeup sits on a face. So they either look like they've got no makeup on or they look like prostitutes.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know, not like, sorry.
Daywalkers?
Not that I'm saying zombies. Prostitute is a bad thing. It's like, that's not my place to say, but I mean like total, utter, they you know, look out of shotgun place. Set to whore from the 60s. Yeah.
I've been very keen to buy a few of my favorite female comic characters and stuff, but then when they release the prototypes, and I'm like, I know it's only a prototype, but it just doesn't sell it for me. And it's happened to me a few times, and I'm like,
The only hot toy that I'm angry about is my Black Widow.
Yeah, I didn't think she had enough expression on her face for that.
Not in the Black Widow costume. She's in that army fatigue and blonde. I wish I had have got the Endgame one where she's... Her hair's growing black, and they've actually done the hair two-tone.
Was she supposed to be splat on the ground?
Yeah, she comes in different poses.
That just hurts, dude. Yeah. You know what you're getting for that Christmas now?
Coal?
Fucking Scarlet Witch stuff.
Yeah,
the whole house is going to be filled with Emily Olsen shit.
Emily Olsen?
And what's her name? Elizabeth Olsen.
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
The better Olsen.
I'm buying your wife Batman bucket hats. That's all I'm doing. she's getting it by extension.
She's got to wear it.
Yeah.
Just staple it.
Yeah.
No, you can get a nice collectible there. Mm. To tie into your gaming thing as well. You get your nerd a nice gaming chair.
Mm.
Oh. That shit's good.
Fuck, there's some good stuff around.
You get a good one that can pretty damn strong. They're pretty durable. You get one that can go back to good 180 degrees and you can lay down on it. That shit's good.
Kmart are doing gaming shit chairs at the moment for about 90
Yeah, and
bucks.
You'll die. You'll fall off that shit.
And they'll snap shut on you.
I can't get out. It's like, yeah, well, you shouldn't cheaped out.
Even down to Nintendo, we're doing those rockers now as well.
Yes.
The rockers are a fold out. I think they're about $200 maybe.
I think a lot of places are now starting to...
It's like Mario Yoshi.
Yeah. And they so you can flatten them out and stick them under your lounge, but then when the kids are playing, they can pop them open and sit down on the floor in a comfortable chair.
Yeah, mine's like a nice big tax write-off. It's like an office chair, but at the same time, it's a movie chair and a gaming chair, so it's
all-purpose. Do you just sort of scrape around your house in it like Davros?
Look, I've built it and got into a very small gaming room at the moment, so we ain't going anywhere unless I move a few bookshelves. It's stuck in there.
I've just got this image of you like rolling your way to the toilet, sitting on your chair and peeing from the chair.
You can do anything on this chair. I used to have
how much did it cost you?
Look, at the time, I think around 500, maybe 450, what something brand? Like that. DX Racer.
Okay.
I believe. But they're a lot cheaper now. You can get an entry level for what, 150, 200, and you just go up from there based on what you want comfort wise or.
And so many of them are like, they'll make the same chair, but it's like there's the pink over one. Overwatch
they've got the pink Overwatch Diva one, and they've got the KDA League of Legends one, and they've got this one, and you pay a premium for if you want a design or something. But
a friend of mine, Ali, who's a streamer, she actually has if I remember correctly, she has a pink one and matching headphones.
Yeah. Oh, you get the little cat ears.
Her headphones have the cat ears, and the cat ears light up.
Yeah, of course.
So, like, yeah, she's
gone full tilt streamer.
Yeah, she's full tilt weeb.
Yeah. You make that money back, though.
Yeah. Waifu. Online waifu. Yeah.
Don't know what that means.
It's like if you've got like a hot anime girlfriend, she's your waifu. So like...
Sick, all right.
So Chun-Li is my waifu.
Okay.
Who's your waifu?
He's got an in real. He's got a real waifu. He don't care.
I got a real waifu, but you can still have a...
I've never seen her. One.
Who is she? Where?
Who is she? Where?
Oh, I think since we've been recorded here for what? Like you're at half 2 years? I don't know how long we've been here for.
I don't know.
Sam's been here like twice.
Never actually seen her in person. Does she really exist?
Hang on.
You hear in the background and one of them just giving a shit.
She
gives me shit.
You can record voices. I've heard of YouTube. I know a voice changer I see one.
It's just, here I am, here I am.
See?
But no, yeah, there's some solid choices there, I think. And I mean, realistically, let's get that gaming chair with the new Oculus and join them all together. Just sit there in your chair watching Netflix.
Oh, you'll sit there for days.
Netflix.
You ain't moving.
Netflix.
put a drop sheet down.
Make sure you're in a tiled room so you can hose it out, all of that sort of stuff.
Make sure you
not on carpet.
Make sure you lock the door.
Lock the door. Yep.
Well, biggest mistake most people forget.
Yeah. Lock that door. Get a little wedge front
of
it.
We can call it a Coculus.
That's how they sell it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I guess that's one of the. I never thought of that, actually. It's like you've got your headset on and then you've got your headphones on as well. It's just like standing in the middle of your lounge room doing your dirty business.
Yeah.
Mum and dad have gotten home and brought the preacher over for lunch, and it's like...
And you'll be shockulous after that.
you'll be kicked out of the family, is what you'll be done. Yeah, I think there's some pretty good choices there for prezzies of all prices. I hope that's helped you guys out if you were stuck for ideas. But realistically, there's so many good shops if you're in Sydney or in Melbourne or anywhere. There's so many good retailers that do everything from comics to board games to video games and all that sort of stuff. There's a lot of shit out there. I guess because being a nerd has become a cool thing now, there's a lot more content. What was that?
Yeah.
There's a lot more content for... it's not like when I was a kid.
There was one spot to go to and...
Oh, I still maintain that
day... the bullies wait out the front.
Yeah, more or less. Nobody at school, probably about two or three people at school knew that I collected comics. No one knew about it. Did not tell a soul. It was my dirty little secret. And when my wife came over my house for the first time, it was like, well, this is the last day that I get to spend with her. And she still says that she walked into my bedroom, She-Hulk poster on the wall, Alien poster on the wall, Elvira poster on the wall, a pile of Fangoria magazine, a pile of unread comics, Oscar the Grouch alarm clock next to my bed, and a shelf that had 60-odd G.I. Joes at war.
And just like, yeah, yeah, I found him.
Yeah, I think...
Locked that down.
I think it was more like...
It's probably like, can't get worse, right?
Yeah.
Like, if this is it, people hide that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's
it's like,
true.
Nah, he's all out in the open. Yeah, he's good.
Thank God she works hard. Wouldn't have all of this stuff. But yeah, I think that's some good ideas. Thank you guys for that. We're going to take a couple of weeks off.
Fucking retail.
We're fucking retail, yeah. So we're going to sort of batten down for Christmas and then might give ourselves a couple of weeks off to recover in January. Nerds of Oz next year is going to come back bigger and better. We're going to hopefully be more regular than what we were this year because hopefully COVID won't be as big a thing.
Damn you, COVID.
Damn you, COVID. The cover. Shane's just like, COVID's okay.
That's all right.
I got to watch some telly.
Yeah. Would have got away with it too if it weren't for your pasculing pandemic.
With the podcast, eh?
So, Merry Christmas, Shane.
Thank you for being on the show.
Merry Christmas, Josh. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
And we shall see you all. Oh,
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas to you guys. Be safe over Christmas. Make sure that you drink a lot, but don't operate a vehicle or heavy machinery.
Or take drugs with it at the same time.
With the alcohol?
Yeah, that's bad.
Okay, yeah.
It's bad.
And your opinion is take them if you need them.
Take Tranks and play.
Yeah, boy. Have a great Christmas. Be safe. And we will see you in the new year.
Is that a Queen's Gambit backdrop?
Yeah, baby.
Okay.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.